Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know y'all better act.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all.
Dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Man, God is good. Hey, today I just want to get right to it because this has really been pressing me. I woke up and this was on my mind and I wanted to share it with you because I know this for a fact. See, I've lived this for a fact. The majority of things I talk about in the morning before we get started with the regular show is something that I've experienced. I can only tell you what I know. And so I've really, really understood why God has had my life go the way that it's gone. Because if I didn't have all these tests in my life, if I didn't have all these tests that I passed, all these tests that I failed, if I didn't have all of those, the good and the bad, what could I share with you in the morning? What could I tell you about hanging? What could I tell you about failing and then winning? What could I tell you about hanging in there when all hope was gone? How could I share that with you unless I've had those moments myself? I don't care what happens to you. I don't care what you're going through. Don't you dare give up. Under no circumstances. Don't you dare ever give up. It is the biggest trick that the enemy has, is making us think we ain't gonna make it. To water down the illusion that there's a possibility that you might still have a chance to get over. The biggest trick he uses is when you make a mistake and you fall, he gets you to start to thinking it's final, that there is no resurrection, there is no redemption, there is no recovery. He just makes you think it's final. He is the master deceiver. Don't you dare ever give up. I don't care what besets you, befalls you, trips you up, what circumstantial situations may arise. Don't you dare ever give up. Because listen to me, these are tests that you are going through. And these tests, whether you pass the test or it appears that you failed the test accomplishes the mission if you're smart about it. If you pass the test, let's say you're going through a situation and you get over and it goes the way you want it to do, then what you've learned is if you hang in there, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, mission accomplished. If you fail the test and it doesn't go the way you want it, and it goes the opposite, and it turns out into a negative result, and the response you were looking for is a no, that's not final. That doesn't mean it's over. That doesn't mean it's time to turn back. It simply means that now you have learned a valuable experience. You have learned a valuable lesson. You now know what not to do. You are now, because you know what not to do, another step closer to getting it right. Listen to me. It has to happen this way. You have to have the rain in your life to get the flowers in your life. You got to have the darkness in your life to appreciate the sunshine in your life. You got to have woes and worries to appreciate the joys. It is merely a test. So when you get through failing, and you get through stumbling, and you get through messing it up, all that's getting you one step closer to getting it right. Oh, my relationship ended. I'll never be able to find another person like that. Not only will you be able to find a person like that, you can find a person that far better than that if you don't give up. But see, sometimes you got to go through the bad ones to get to the good ones. Don't you dare ever give up. I don't care what happens to you. If you lose a loved one, and Lord knows I've lost some people I've loved dearly with every inch in me. I've lost my mother, my father, my brother, and my best friend. I don't know. I know people who have lost their children. Goodness, man, I can't even imagine that. But they kept on going. What you giving up for? Oh, I got you miss them, and I got you grieving. But I got news for you. Don't you let the devil make you think it's over for you because somebody else ain't still here. It was their time. Now, I'm not trying to lessen the blow for you, but I'm trying to get you up on your feet so you can stop all this, oh, woe is me. Because the things that's happening to you, you're not the first person it's happened to. Come on now, let's get a grip. Let's wrap your mind around this thing. You have got to move forward if it's just in memory of those people. I was on one of the commercial breaks the other day and somebody asked me something and I forgot the question, but my answer was, I've always wanted my mother and father to be proud of me. And in their absence and their demise, I'm hoping just somehow, man, that they watching me, that they see their boy, that I'm down here, that I'm doing better, that I'm making something about myself, that I'm loving my wife, that I'm taking care of my kids. I just want my old man to see that about me. You know, I want my mother to see that I'm trying to get my life together over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a better person. My mama was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years. She's been praying for me for a long time. I just hope, man, and that's all I'm doing, is just hoping that they see me so they can be proud of me. See, you got to understand that when you make these mistakes, that when you fall and stumble and you get it oh so wrong, it ain't over for you. Don't you dare ever give up. Don't stop thinking, man, because it ain't happening just the way you want it to, that it ain't meant to be. Devil, he got so many tricks to deceive you. You know why you're being tested right now? Because there is no testimony without the test. You got to go through something. It's all good, man. I'm telling you. Just wanted to share that with you. Don't you give up out there. I don't care what's happening. Don't get deceived. The victory's coming. But you ain't gonna get it if you quit. Hang on, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your attention, please. This hill that's about to go down is called the Steve Harvey Morning Show. There ain't but one, nothing close to it, nothing like it. You hear that? And the crowd goes wild. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Steve.
Carla Farrell.
Hey, Steve. Hey, crew.
Hey, Junior, what's up?
Morning, man? Unc. What's happening, pimp?
Yeah, ain't nothing with it, player. What's going on, nephew Tommy?
Doggy dog.
Yeah. What's happening? Everybody in good mood today?
Cool.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm here. I'm available.
We just got here. Good Tuesday.
What is it? This ain't Tinder, Junior.
I'm talking about how the Lord woke me up. I'm up. I'm here. I'm available. Yeah, you're right. It did sound like
yeah, it did. I'm available.
Yeah. Somebody please swipe on
me. Okay. Yeah, describe him, Steve.
Junior, hi. I'm Kia Jay Spates.
Are you about to do like the floaters? Remember that?
Yeah, hey, man. Hey,
Hell well my voice ain't that deep.
Is there any way you can give me background music while I'm doing this? Can I get some background music? Can
Come
I get some closer
and
ball
make
music?
Me slow good.
Yeah, here
high
I go.
Good.
Listen to
gosh.
Oh, sexy with it, baby.
Put some sexy on,
ladies. You know, my name is K. To the I, to the E, to the R.
Yes,
not to the I.
Yes.
Yeah, K.
Kia, to be exact. Kia J. Spates is what they call me. The J is for Junior. But it ain't nothing Junior about my game.
Man, I'm about to swipe on myself.
You about to
want you all to know that I stand at a very, very tall 5'10" tall.
Come on, boy.
All right.
Very
That's
tall.
Advertised.
What I drive is what you want to ride in.
Yeah.
How I look is what you want to see.
Man.
And wherever I am is where you want to be.
All right now.
Yeah. I am K to the I to the E to the R.
Come on,
we need to
man.
Dim the lights in the studio, dog.
Spates, to be exact.
Burn a
Come
candle.
On,
yeah,
Spates, because I ain't ever late. Spates, because I never break a date. Yeah, Spates, yeah. because right. you appreciate.
I want me.
The Spates
you better
in
want
me.
Me.
And you don't have to wait.
Comedic genius is what I've been referred
Come
to.
On.
My livelihood has been increased by 262% over the past 5 years.
Boy, if you don't talk.
I am highly wanted, motivated. I travel the world. I have no children.
Not yet.
I'm doing rather well.
Yes, I am. And I'm not going
to
lie about
Why won't you come and partake of the K to the I to the E to the R?
All right.
Kia J. Spates.
Then we come back
is my
me.
Name.
Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have time for right now, with the exception of you.
Yes!
I would make time for you. Let's go to break.
Ooh. All right. We'll be back at 32 after the hour. All right.
All right, now.
Sexy
all right,
Junior.
Sexy.
I'm clapping for me. Damn, y'all.
We'll be back after this.
You heard him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
This right here is Johnson's Freedom Papers. Johnson. Oh. Freedom Papers.
Yes.
Let's go, Cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Franklin Johnson, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Franklin, how you doing today? My name is Kyle Green. I'm with the Immigration Department of the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, how could I help you?
Now, you were born and raised in Tennessee, am I correct?
Yeah, born and raised in Tennessee.
Okay, now, do you still live in the Tennessee area now, or are you in a different state?
I'm right in Memphis, still here. All my family, all the Johnsons, he's still here, living good.
Okay. All right. So here's what's going on. It's been brought to our attention here at the immigration that anyone in the state of Tennessee who has the last name of Johnson, I don't even know how to break this to you or tell this to you, but it's been brought to our attention here at the immigration that anyone in the state of Tennessee, last name Johnson, for some reason, and we're going to fix the problem, but for some reason they're saying no Johnsons are free. You know, like there's some clause or something and some paperwork or whatever. But what we need is we need all the Johnsons to come in by six o'clock today so we can try to take care of the problem. If not, if all Johnsons that are not reported in by six will have to get picked up.
I know this is a joke. Like, we've been – I know this is a joke, baby. I'm free. What are you talking about? Like,
well,
You talking about the Johnsons ain't free. What are you talking about? Since you saw Bumpy Johnson, Godfather, I don't know anybody's attacking Johnsons now?
No, sorry. I know this is a crazy to get a phone call like this, but like I say, we got some paperwork here. Everybody's scrambling around trying to get to the bottom of this, but bottom line is we need all the Johnsons to come in because right now in the state of Tennessee, no person with the last name of Johnson is free right now.
Hey, get the f*** out of here. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you black?
Yeah, I'm black, but I'm black.
Are you free?
Yeah, I'm free.
So what are you talking about coming to me talking about since my last name Johnson, my family got to come down to immigration because we ain't free? Who the hell are you calling me talking about some crap like that, man?
Okay, sir, the problem, we're going to fix the problem, but we need all Johnsons to come in. We're going to fix it.
Who are you, the head of the census or something?
I'm sorry?
Are you the head of the census?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Or something like that. Like, why are you calling me talking about Johnson? This, you are some Uncle Tom ass calling me talking about Johnson that we ain't free. And we got to come down and you threatening my family. This guy
I'm not threatening you. All right, like I said, my name is Kyle Green. I'm with immigration. I'm just trying to fix the problem. You know,
so you're better than me because your name is Green. So y'all came all the way down to the Johnsons.
Sure. I'm not saying I'm better than you because my last name is Green. I'm saying we have a problem.
Kyle. You are so saying that, Kyle. Mr. Green, my name is Johnson. We come from a long line of Johnsons. And don't let me have the Bumpy Johnson on you because you saw how he was cutting my throat. Don't play with me.
Okay, sir. Can we... I want to help you, and I want to help all the Johnsons, okay?
You ain't helping nobody but yourself, Mr. Green. You Uncle Tom. I saw y'all lights in Django. The house mother... I bet you on them light-skinned, green-eyed Terrence Howard-looking motherfuckers. Those good head. I'm black as ebony. I got a wide nose, and I'm proud to be black. And they're going to have your light-skinned ass for me when I bring my family down there? You got some goddamn for nerve. It's all this tribalism amongst us.
Sir, can I expect you to come down to immigration at 6 before 6?
Kyle sound like a light-skinned motherfucker. Kyle Green. That sound light-skinned.
Sir. Can I get you to come down to immigration by 6 o'clock?
Nah, you cannot have me come there. I'm going to come down there with my whole bunch of Johnsons, and we're going to turn it up.
Okay, so is your wife's last name Johnson, too?
Don't worry about what my wife's last name is. Don't try to set her up.
Okay, is your mother still living?
Don't worry about my mama still living. You don't have to. I'm about to hang this guy's phone up. You question me. You've done crossed the line, you light-skinned motherfucker.
Okay, sir. All I know is that, you know, we were trying to get as many Johnsons as we could to come in. Tommy is the one that told us to call you, okay? Franklin, that's who told us to call you.
Who?
Tommy said you probably want to call Franklin Johnson and get him on the line because you know a lot of the other Johnsons and you can get them all to come in. That's what Tommy said.
What you think? You think I'm that motherfucker that's going to round up all the Johnsons? That's how they came over from Africa. It was one black motherfucker that took them all in the boat, talk about they were going on vacation, and they came all the way over here. I'm not rounding them no goddamn Johnson. And who the hell is Tommy?
Tommy, man. Tommy said you would do it. Tommy said you would be cool with it.
I don't know no goddamn Tommy. He sound like him, too.
Okay, do you know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know that motherfucker?
Oh, you got my blood pressure.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Hey, Franklin.
Yes.
Hey, Franklin, check this out, man. Your boy J-Rob is the one that got me to prank phone call you, man.
Oh, he ain't allowed over to the barbecues no more, man. Was he on whiskey? Was he drinking some of that whiskey when he called you, man? That
I don't know what he was when I called him, bro, but he wanted me to make sure he Frank Franklin.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Hey, you got to tell me this right here, Franklin. Give it to me, baby. Franklin Johnson. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show with Nephew Tommy.
Really, yes. Tommy? You went movie. There on him.
Oh. Hey, Tommy, but you know what, though? But Tommy,
green
but Tommy, but Tommy, but Tommy, he had you shook up a little bit, though.
Yeah.
He sounded like he had you all balanced a little bit because he was serious with it.
Ooh. All right, nephew, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to get some great advice from the CLO. That stands for Chief Love Officer. We call him the CLO, Steve Harvey. Shateria in Memphis writes, I have been dating a younger man for 4 months and he's been using my car to go to work because I work from home now. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, so I told him to call his mama for a ride. His mama called me and said I'm only 4 years younger than her, so I'm his mama now and I need to take care of his needs. Would I be out of line to curse her out? What?
Well, first of all, let's talk about a couple of things that I noticed. Shatiria, this man you dating got to be young because your name is Shatiria. And I don't know nobody named Shatiria that was born in the 70s. So I'm assuming that you are a young mother yourself. Now, you done went in here and robbed this cradle, and you're dating this little damn baby that just now got off his bicycle, so he ain't even got a car. Now, you letting him use your car, and you told him you got to go to the doctor because you got some medical complications. He can't do that, and then you told him to use his mama's car, his mama's car. Would I be wrong for cussing her out or kicking her tail? What are you doing? This is your fault. The fact that his mama can call you, the fact that you had him call his mama, says you're in the wrong relationship. Shatiria, that rhymes with cafeteria. And that's where we have the problem at right there. Your name, your age, and this damn baby you done picked up and moved around in here to your house that don't have a car. Bad selection. It ain't his mama. It's the boy you selected to be your man.
Yeah.
There's your problem. Next question.
All right, moving on to Tay in Ohio. Tay says, I'm a 22-year-old student and I'm dating a black guy that is giving me grief because he's very friendly. He feels like he has to show the black girls on campus a lot of attention or they'll hate him for dating outside of his race. One of the girls can't stand me and she's always talking slick to me. Should I pull her aside to see what the problem is or do I keep ignoring her like he said to?
Well, let me say something to you now. When you pull her to the side, I just want you to understand that ain't the end of it. Culturally, once you pull them to the side and start addressing it, you finna get way more than you bargained for.
Right.
Now, the dude has told you to ignore it. You could ignore it, but I understand the position he's in. He gives them extra attention so they don't hate him. Look, are you enjoying this relationship?
Sounds lady? Like she is. Mm-hmm.
It don't sound like she is to me.
You don't
think too much with this.
Yeah.
You don't like the pressure. You don't like what come with it. And he's not coping with it real good either because he's feeling some kind of way.
He's worried about
it. But now let me explain something to you. Don't pull that black girl to the side.
That's your point.
Don't do that. Don't do that, sister. Baby girl, listen to me. Listen to Uncle Steve. Don't pull that black girl to the side because it ain't going to go nothing like you think. You're not going to believe her damn reaction. First of all, if you literally tap her on the elbow and say, come over here for a minute, let me talk to you. You're not. Just don't do that. First, it's going to be a pause and hesitation, the disbelief that you addressing her. But of all the black women you done picked out, her is the one you going to check her. I can't even tell you how this finna go. Now, I don't know if you're a cheerleader. I don't know if he an athlete. I don't know if you on the debate team. I don't know what you on. But do not grab Shatiria Jr., and pull her to the side. Don't do that.
Not gonna go like you think.
No,
this
is not
him.
Yeah, do not do that. It's not going to go good.
Thank you, CLO. Monique in Tylertown says, my husband and I had a card party over the weekend, and his best buddy got drunk and slept on our floor all night. He also urinated on himself, and he had on dark jeans, so my carpet is ruined in that spot. My husband didn't want to make a big deal out of it and embarrass him, so we have to pay to have our carpet replaced. Shouldn't he make his buddy pay for this?
You just so drunk, you done fell asleep on the floor and peed on yourself. I mean, he could go to him and say, hey, man, look, here's a problem. When you was at the house, you got drunk. I know you couldn't help it, but you laid on the floor and you peed on yourself. Now, my wife got to replace the carpet, man. Can you give us a little something on it? You know,
he should offer at that point.
Well, he not. Because he going to swear him down. He going to swear him down. He ain't peed on himself. Mm-hmm. Well, who you know finna volunteer that? That wasn't me, dog. I ain't peed on no floor.
Yeah.
No, that was some bill. Oh, you think I peed on myself?
Yeah.
No, that's beer. I laid in the beer. I saw the beer. I might knock the cup over. Now, I give you a couple hundred.
He's not going to admit to it. He'll grown.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. It ain't no way. And he ain't laying there in it. You can't prove he preed on. No. Hold up, man. Whoa. Hold up, bro. So you going to come to me with that?
Yeah, we got pictures.
Hold up. Dog, did you see me pee?
Yeah. Oh, pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
Now.
Hold up, dog. On who phone?
Mine.
Hold up, dog. So your girl taking pictures of me peeing?
He gonna try to turn it around.
Oh, it's gonna get turned.
Yeah. You gotta find somebody else.
Well, he knew he wasn't at home when he woke up.
I mean, he could mention it to him, but the dude gonna deny it. And stop having card party. And stop letting people sleep on your floor overnight. Stop doing that.
All right, moving on.
Get an Uber and send his ass home. Pee on his own floor.
Ooh, the smell in that house. All right, moving on to Stephanie in L.A. Stephanie says, I'm in my mid-40s and I can't function without having sex at least 4 times a week. I work long days, so it's hard for me to meet a good man, and I end up tensed up all night and can't fall asleep. My neighbor has always been an option, but I don't want to be intimate with someone in my building. What's the worst that could happen? Should I go ahead and invite him over?
I don't care what you do. I really don't. This ain't a love question. This a lust question. Yeah. You thirsty. You in your 40s. You got to have sex 4 times a week. Yeah, you know what?
Gots to.
You in your 40s and you have to have sex 4 times a week. Okay, yeah, well, go ahead and have it. No, if you have to, go ahead. What you want me to tell you? Now, your neighbor, you don't want to sleep with him because he's your neighbor. Who been doing the 4 times a week for you up to now?
Well, that part.
See, what I think is you got to have sex 4 times a week. Your problem is you can't find nobody want to have sex with you 4 times a week. That's your real problem.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, question. Do you hold a grudge toward any family member? So have you guys written off relatives or your entire family because of what a person did because you're holding a grudge, Junior?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Hold grudges? No. I love my sister. There's nothing wrong here. Everything
Come
is
on,
great.
Come on, Junior, tell it to us. Tell it to us, though.
Hell yeah, hold grudges. Holding one right now.
What happened, Junior?
Yeah, I love you, Dan. I really do. But your friend's probably going to call you in a minute.
I'm not going to say. He on there talking about you.
Yeah.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
I'm grown, Sharon.
I know.
Okay, but I'm telling you, with
grown
my
people
time,
get in trouble. Yeah.
No, Carla, with my time and money going into this, I should be able to say what I want to say if I'm helping a family member. Am I right or wrong? Can you say that?
Yeah, you doggone.
Make it plain.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Plain.
So that's for what it is. I took my daddy truck back. Daddy. Hell. Bet your ass walking now, ain't you? Since she gonna lie on me.
Whoa, it just got real.
Since she gonna lie on me.
Yeah,
took my daddy truck back. Yeah, sure did. There it is. Bet your phone ringing now. So if you, next thing you say gonna be the truth. Yeah. Yes, I changed the bank account. There it is.
Yes. Let it out.
Yeah.
With each grudge, he gets louder, though. Have you noticed
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Let it out. Don't hold it in.
I'm encouraging him, Steve.
No, that's awesome.
No, I ain't paying the rent. Yeah. There it is. So, hey, I feel better. How about y'all?
How long you been holding this, Jim?
About 3 months.
I've been waiting on this question.
So glad Carla put this in the show.
What if they're gonna? What if they hear you?
Do you think I give a damn?
Come on.
Ooh, no, for real. I don't understand.
That's what radio is for.
Thank you,
to be heard.
You know what, this is so rejuvenating. I didn't even know.
Not rejuvenating.
Man, I've been bogged
down.
It's
called therapeutic, Julie. You're having therapy.
Man.
Let it out. I do it all the time.
Yeah, all these lies. No, I wouldn't come see my daddy. You know you're a damn lie, but I've been there.
Yeah.
But I'm here now, though.
Right there.
What has happened? I don't know.
Y'all That's know what's going right. on. Shut up. Don't play crazy. Don't act.
Get the ass, Junior.
Don't act.
I just didn't think you'd say it like this.
What?
On
Why
here
I wouldn't
live.
Say it? I couldn't wait for Carla to put this in the show. I've been waiting on this break. You hungry?
How many months?
Three.
Say it.
Hell.
Let it out.
Hell.
Steve, you're not.
Yes.
Helping.
No,
you,
I ain't trying.
Yes,
I am
you didn't
helping.
Tell me you was taking this money. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Hell no, I ain't say that.
Uh-oh.
Woo.
Oh, dear.
Woo, thank you, Lord.
You know they're gonna call you.
Do you think I give a damn? Once again, call me.
Call
You
us.
Ain't been calling by time. I've been trying to talk. Ain't nobody want to talk.
Wow. Let them call you like you call me.
Calling is good.
15 times.
Calling is good.
Get it out, Junior.
Yeah, calling is good. Yeah, so.
Anybody else?
Well,
I'm good. No, I'm good.
I'm good.
Ain't nobody top that.
I don't know why, but I can take my shirt off. I'm free. can you give me some Ohio players?
I don't want to be free.
I want to take redemption free.
I won't have to listen to your lie. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. Yes, I will.
You did everything but mention names.
Soup, soup.
Really?
Soup, soup.
What is wrong with him?
I mean, he said it.
One day, child. Soup, soup.
Yeah. And Steve just sitting up here singing Ohio players. Come on.
I really
I'm
going to
be all
this,
right
though.
After a while.
Mm.
Shoot, girl, I don't shoot, even know what to say.
Yes.
Shoot. And one day I'll be able to make up my own mind.
Time I feel
yes,
so much
I
better, man.
Will.
His eyes are closed and he's swaying back and forth right now.
Yes.
Now the Lord done gave me the strength now.
Come on, Lord.
It's like don't even care.
It's
he
like a new birth.
Sing.
Man, it was.
Yeah.
Have you been baptized? Yeah.
I want to be free.
Yes.
You see this food and got to
yes,
the
I have.
It don't care.
Yeah. I want to be free.
You've encouraged
this. Yes, I have.
Listen to this
Thank
one.
Thank you.
I know. He don't verse
Put a song
be goofy. I want to be free.
I want to be free. Thank you.
What do you think's going to happen though, when they hear about this?
I don't give a damn,
gonna, they,
Shirley.
They're going to have this recorded. They're going to run it back.
They can play it back.
I want to be free.
I want to be
what?
Free.
What is he still saying?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, man.
He was waiting just like Junior, I guess.
He's so
waiting for his
girl,
moment.
He's doing the drums.
Oh, yeah.
He's beating the drums.
This ignorant show right here.
So get mad if you want
one
to.
One day, child.
They're mad. I guarantee you they're mad.
I bet they is, Shirley, and I admit every word I say it.
Okay. On that day, I'll be able to walk away from your old life.
Oh, hell. I'm out of 20 grand.
Why are you smiling so much, Junior?
Because I'm
going to be all right after a while.
But, Junior, you can't. It's too much information. You
can't give a damn.
I said the Lord done gave me the strength. Nah.
They ain't been listening to
you
me,
you should
caller.
Get free tattooed on you somewhere.
I'm finto, Tommy.
I'm going to be free.
Today.
But why Steve still?
Yes, I will.
Because he understand. Man.
Keep going. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Shoobie doobie, I want to be free.
That's his favorite part.
Oh, that's the jam. Thank you, Junior.
Man, thank you, sir.
No, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to play another round of Would You Rather. Would you rather spend a day in the mall with your lady, your wife, your significant other, whoever, or spend a day at the dentist?
Give me this drink.
Hey.
I'm at the mall.
Hey, that's kind of easy, that shit.
Would you rather spend a day at the mall with your wife, or would you rather spend a day at the dentist?
Don't know about that. Most people don't like to go to the dentist. That's
I know. But if
it's most people
mall,
don't like to, most men don't like to go to the mall.
But Steve said the mall. Yeah, no, what do you say?
Mall. No, I'm going to the mall. So happy.
I'm going to the mall.
Like
The mall has gotten better though, for chairs and benches for men to sit on while they women doing stuff. They got better with that, so it's a more comfortable sitting.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead, Junior. What did you say?
I'm going to the dentist. Give me the drill.
Damn.
Cause I'm in the mall with her ass. I'm in the store sniffing candles I don't even care about. I'm in here. I don't know what is Zara. I ain't never been in here. What am I doing in here?
Oh, you ain't been in Zara?
No, I don't know none of that. No, none of that. No.
Wow.
You've been Zara, Sephora. You know what, I've been
Junior,
out. My
need to rethink what you just did. You
know or turn your chair around.
Yeah. That. There you go. Now that over the shoulder ain't going to work. I'm trying to tell you. So you was on your radio show this morning and you said what?
All right. Would you rather get male enhancement surgery, or would you rather get surgery on your abs, like lipo on your abs?
I'd rather get the surgery on my abs. If I do any more.
Yeah. Here we go.
Where's I'm going to all this?
Oh, goodness.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
I'm already in double X draws. Where are we going with this? Lord,
he told us to wear sunglasses. This is really
in no way.
But I add,
right?
I put nothing else down here.
Okay.
I already can't use that little slot that they put on drawers. I already can't use that.
Really, Steve? Really, Steve?
Moving on, Shirley.
Man, go on and give me these abs. I ain't seen in a while.
Yeah. All right, Tommy Jr. Same thing.
I want abs. I'm blessed. I'm good.
Now, I don't think you guys would say anything else other than that.
Well,
all right.
It's all relative.
What do you mean, Steve?
Both of them is shorter than me.
What? What you say?
I said both of them is shorter than me.
That don't mean ain't nobody more blessed than you, though.
What the hell? Hold on.
It's all in perspective. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's go and keep it 100. Let's stop this here. You know, you got I'm standing over here, and you got G.I. Joe standing over there. Don't you think
not G.I. Joe.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, here's a question from Steve Harvey FM. All right. It says, have you ever thought the wrong thing at the wrong moment? Now, this email is from D. He says, hey, guys, a comedy booker who I deal with has a new secretary. The new secretary doesn't love me as much as the old secretary. Subsequently, I get less booked less often. The new secretary's brother just died, and I thought sure would be nice if the old secretary would come back for a few weeks and I will get some bookings. Now I feel bad. Steve or Tommy, when was the last time you thought the wrong thing at the wrong moment?
When is the last time you ever thought something wrong at the wrong moment?
What is all that? It's too many times.
I'm trying to clean it up, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me ask y'all this here. You ever been in church praying?
Yes.
At offering, and then she walked by doing offering.
And you pray, fellas.
Oh, you talking to the guys?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm with you. Go ahead.
And she walked by.
Yeah.
Yes.
What y'all see?
And even after she done dropped her money in, you still locked in.
Yes. All the way.
Wrong.
And you lose your place in the prayer.
Not your thought.
Our Father.
Man.
Who art in heaven.
Wow.
High in the world. In your name.
Did you make this right here?
Man.
Boy, look at all that kingdom.
Yeah.
That come. Boy, look at him.
Man.
Your will be done all over this earth, all up in now.
Yeah.
You know, you ever done that? That's one.
Yeah. It was just as good. It was my relative. Laid up there in the casket. And she was in there supposed to sing for the family. I forgot who the hell was laying up there.
At the funeral.
At your funeral. At your family. I'm going to tell you right now, I almost said it's her first day. Once Sharon had walked up there, I forgot who the hell we was here for. Lord, that dress was tight. Praise him. I didn't even give a damn who it was, but she was there. My Lord.
Yeah. All right.
But have you ever seen somebody fall? Super fine woman fall and dress blow way up over her.
Hey, son.
I just sat there and thought about the wrong thing.
At the wrong time.
Yeah. Timing is everything, ain't it?
Yeah. All right. It blew
Have you ever thought about
it, really
the wrong thing at the wrong time?
What, we go. Steve?
What?
Have you ever been praying and asked God to give somebody a stroke?
Right then.
Oh, Steve.
So you can go up there and kiss them.
Yeah.
God, Lord. I know.
Really?
Yeah. Stroke?
I've asked him to actually shut down somebody's whole left side.
Oh, my God. You want to do the mouth to mouth.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, this is true. I left a basketball game after high school one time, and a guy robbed me coming out of Bennett's Corner.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time I asked God to strike somebody dead.
Yeah, wrong thing, wrong time.
That's it. That's the question.
But I had $9.
So
they took $9.
So glad you're a changed
man. I thought that would be a good time to ask the Lord to do something for me. Just as, of course, he didn't.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. He ain't do it. Mm-hmm.
And he ran off with the nine.
But again, I'm so glad you're a changed man. So glad.
Well, is he, though? Yeah.
But is he? Oh, he is. He better be from that.
Well, y'all said, have you ever thought the wrong thing at the wrong time?
That is the question. That was the wrong thing at the wrong time.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I've done the same thing.
I didn't been naked and ran out into the living room and didn't know nobody was in there and asked, could they just be blind right now? Please, just be, to not see all this.
I done had a sick cell crisis, asked the nurse that came in the room. I asked the Lord, could you please let her stay? Because my gown.
It's too much.
My gown.
It's not suffering.
It's not. I asked, can she work here at night? I thought the wrong thing wrong time. I've actually unplugged myself.
All right. Wow. All right. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy, more ignorance with today's prank phone call. That's right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, she got him fighting for her. That is the subject. We'll get into that in just a little bit, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I got something that'll make you fight now. I got something that'll really make you fight. You want something to fight for? Sure, I pray for you about anything. I don't care what you're going through in your life.
What are you doing?
I don't care about anything. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care what you're going through.
This fool told the man that he was married to his brother.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. No, he will. He doesn't care.
Not at all. This fool told a man, a white man, that the twins he had, that he was the father of the other twins.
Oh, the black one.
Yeah, boy.
If I get that pastor's number in New York that got robbed the other day,
you're gonna prank him too.
Why not?
You know, my mom just said, "Why is Tommy always messing with the church people? Leave them
because
church
them
people
the ones
alone.
That curse the best. Y'all don't know it. They the best cussers, right?" That's what they are. They are the best cussers. Let's get to the workman's comp. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Yeah, hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Vincent, please. Who's calling? My name is Ed from the Human Resources.
Oh, yeah, that's me. What's up?
Well, Vincent, wanted to, first of all, check on you. We know you're got injured here at the job. How are you doing so far?
Yeah, man, I'm making it, man. You know, everything's cool. And, you know, I don't know how long. The therapy's going pretty good, though, but I'm all right.
Therapy's going pretty well?
Yeah, they say I'm doing all right. The pain level is about maybe a 6 still, but it's getting better, though.
Okay. Listen, have you been getting your check on time?
Yeah, I've been getting it, man, and I appreciate it because it really helps, man, because, you know, I ain't able to work right now. They said it's going to be a little while, so I appreciate that. Y'all the one sending the check?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We all the ones getting the checks out and wanted to make sure that that's definitely getting there. So you're good on that,
It's good. It's all good, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. We've got a bit of a problem that we wanted to check on. Now, you haven't been doing any strenuous
I ain't been working at all, man. I just been taking it easy. I can't do nothing really right now, and they told me not to do nothing.
All right. Now, you do know the rules are that you're not supposed to do anything to jeopardize your back, correct?
Yeah. I'm straight. I ain't been doing nothing, man.
Okay. Well, let me say this to you. We do have some surveillance cameras that are showing us that you've been doing some strenuous work.
I ain't even been going nowhere. Talking about surveillance cameras, I don't even hardly go nowhere.
Well,
you know,
the strenuous work that you're doing is actually at home.
At home, I'll be inside. I don't do nothing outside. I don't even barbecue, man. What you talking about? Strenuous work.
Okay. Have you, Vincent, been having sex at home?
What the kind of question? Who is this? Is this the supervisor or something? What kind of? Let me talk to the supervisor. That ain't none of your damn business.
I'm with Human Resources.
Man, excuse me, dog, but I don't mean disrespect you. Just because you paying me, you know, looking out for me, and don't mean you can call me and just say any kind of like that, man. About have you been having sex? What kind of question?
Are you having sex at home?
Say that ain't none of your business, dog. Have I been having sex or not?
Okay.
Wait. What kind of man? Sir, let me talk. Who your supervisor, man?
Sir, I'm the supervisor here at Human Resources. It's been brought to my attention, and we actually have you on surveillance. You've been having sex. Now,
I know there not be no cameras in my house. I know that much. And who authorized some like that anyhow? Surveillance for me.
You're not supposed to be having sex if your back is hurting. Okay.
Man, you've been not having no damn camera in my house. What you talking about? You've been surveillance of me having sex. That's a damn lie.
Sir,
what's your name? What's your name, man?
I'm Ed, sir. My name is Ed.
Ed who, Ed? Because I'm trying to be nice, but you pissing me off, Ed. This is Ed who?
Sir, here it is.
Ed,
if we find out, I'm giving you a warning.
No, Ed, I don't need no warning. I'm giving you a warning. You let me find a damn camera in my house telling me I can't have no sex. And
you
all
cannot
that
have sex if you're that is strenuous work and you're putting it on your back and we're paying you. We're paying
I don't
you.
Give a damn about what you're paying me and what you ain't paying me. You gonna call my damn phone, tell me something about you got a surveillance camera in my house? That's some Ed.
Okay, well, sir, Vincent, let me say this to you. No more sex.
You don't need to say nothing to me.
but your last name and your supervisor name. That's what
my,
you need
my
to do.
Name is Ed, okay? And you don't need to worry who the supervisor is. You need to make sure that there's no more sex going on until your back is healed.
Look, you don't have me to cuss your out and hang up on your man. I don't have time for this, man. Just because y'all, that's what y'all do. Because y'all doing for people, y'all think y'all can do illegal and talk to people crazy, man, when y'all helping them. I don't appreciate that at all, man. This is, I don't know who y'all think y'all is down there. Y'all do something for the up and y'all can just call them and say anything. That man, I don't like that. And I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but you got me heated right now, man. And okay. There better not be no cameras in my house. Do you understand that?
I'm going to tell you once and one time only. No more sex whatsoever,
What you talking about? I'm sorry, man. Because I tell you one damn thing. You think you're giving up some money? Now, I'm going to sue y'all if I catch a camera up in my house, and you ain't going to have to never pay me no more. You're going to pay me one big check that I'm suing the out of y'all. Now, you understand that?
I understand. I need you to understand one more thing. Are you listening to me?
Man, go ahead, man. Y'all got me easy, man. This And after this here, don't even call me no more. I'm telling you, because this is ridiculous.
Okay, are you familiar with Leonard?
Man, familiar with what?
Leonard. Do you know Leonard, your coworker Leonard?
Yeah, what about him?
Leonard got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wilson, buddy, you been pranked.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Man, y'all about to have me ooh, Lord, talk about my check and man, no. Man, what's up, man? This is. Y'all had me going off, man. Y'all had me heated. Man, I'm gonna kick his. Let me call that. Is he on the phone?
No, he ain't on the phone, man.
Ooh, I'm sweating like So I'm still getting my damn check then. That's what that means. Y'all had me heated, boy. I thought y'all gonna take my. What's up, man? Nice to hear from y'all, man.
Yeah,
y'all got me, though, man. Y'all got me.
I got one more question, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Of course, no doubt, man. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always will be, especially y'all done got me like this here.
You can't be at home disabled mm-hmm. and having sex. You on workers' comp. Yeah, we paying you. But you over there using strenuous amounts of energy having sex. Now, you know that's wrong.
It's not a
now, one
job,
of these got to
though.
Stop. Either sex or this chick. Now, one of them got to go.
Gonna hold him up.
Which one would you pick? Would you rather?
I think I'm gonna lose that chick.
That's
Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather watch Ready to Love Friday night or would you rather watch Ready to Love Friday night? I don't give you no options. That's it.
Coming up next, it is the strawberry letter for today. The subject is she got him fighting for her. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It is time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right. Subject. She got him fighting for her. Dear Stephen Shirley, my coworker and I have a strong bond. I am what you would call his work wife. My work husband and my real husband talk often. And since my work husband is dating a scandalous woman, my husband has been counseling him a lot. When my husband and I met the girlfriend, she looked at us like we were garbage and didn't deserve to be in her presence. She was overdressed for dinner, and when the waiter offered us wine, she said that she only drinks champagne. But the way she broke all those verbs wasn't classy at all. My work husband can't see it, though. He's pee-whipped, and he is talking about marrying this low-budget, scandalous woman. Whenever they are out, he's had to check several guys for being overly friendly with her. It made me skeptical, and I was right. She is the problem. She's a big flirt and likes to make eye contact with men. It's like she's insatiable and needs all of the attention from every man in the room, even my husband. My husband peeped it too and said that she always does too much around him. This past Saturday was a telltale sign that she's trouble, but my work husband is taking her side once again. She works as a leasing manager at a high-rise building, and my work husband popped up at her job. There was a man in the office yelling at her. When she saw my work husband, she tried to get the other man to leave, but he kept on cursing her out. My work husband stepped right in and almost got into a fight with the man, but the security guard separated them. She never told them who this guy is or why he was so angry. She is very dangerous. Should we keep trying to help him, or should we stay out of this? Now, I know you know the answer to this. You gotta stay out of this. This is not your business. How is this your business? Sis, leave this one alone. You said it best. He's just whipped right now. He's just whipped. He's got to work through that on his own. When he's ready to fight, physically fight for someone like this, his feelings run deep for her. If this girl is trash, like you say, he wouldn't be able to see it anyway if you told him. So don't risk your friendship over her, okay? The truth will come out about her eventually, and when it does, that's when you guys stand by your so-called work husband. Because he will need a shoulder on which to vent then. As for you, I just say, you know, mind your business. Stay out of this stuff. That's them. You got a husband of your own to deal with. And I even would tone down the work husband thing in front of your own husband. They might be friends now and he might be cool with it now. But I just say leave that stuff at work and leave. You and your husband leave that other couple alone and stay out of their business. I don't think it's going to do you any good. Steve?
I don't want to respond to this.
Or them.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's a waste of time. You did an adequate job, Shirley. It's nothing we could do. I don't even care. I just don't. I'm not even going to waste my time on this letter. I'm not going to break it down or none of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not. First of all, this work wife, work husband thing, what y'all doing? Now, he counseling the dude. He liked this woman. She trashy. She flirt with all his men. Getting cussed out at the rental office. Your husband finna get in a fight. This is ignorant right here. Why y'all in it?
Get out.
Why y'all in it? He a grown ass man. He wanna marry her? Let him marry her. He don't see it? He will.
I'm through.
What else y'all want to talk about today? What's going on, Junior? Everything good, man? Mississippi, everything
ain't
good with you, baby?
No, more time.
No, I ain't giving a letter no more damn time. My whole next break, we can do something else.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with this right here. And because it's trash. I'm too old for this. I ain't got no time for this, man.
But
I got
about
a whole life I got to worry about.
One question, though, Steve. What about the fact that he wanted to fight for her? He was going to jump on this guy that was cursing her out.
Her husband. Okay, look, I can understand a man being honorable.
Uh-huh.
You know, if one of my wife's friends is somewhere and I walk in a dude cussing her out, I'm going to try to slow it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, you know, as long as if you hitting her, then I'm going to jump in you. I'm going to jump on you.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and watch a man beat a woman. That's not what I'm going to do. But if y'all cussing and arguing, then that's my specialty. It's cussing. So I'm going to jump in there.
Yeah.
I promise you, I can go with you with this cussing.
Uh-huh.
So we just going to be in here cussing, but we ain't got to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that's just it. What's the next question you want? Because I'm not dealing with this letter.
Okay. All right. So you're done with the letter?
Yeah, I'm done. It really don't make no sense. Everybody listen, though. This ain't
Yeah, it is.
I ain't got no advice for him. I ain't got no advice for you. Y'all in there talking about work wife, work or work husband. Y'all stupid.
Just leave it alone. Yeah, you already have a real husband.
Ain't y'all got enough problems?
Yes.
Y'all, you married. Y'all ain't got enough going on between the two of you to add what's going on with this fool and this heifer he ain't even married to. Man, please.
But he really loves her, though, or has strong feelings for this woman, though.
He
is. He's going all out for her.
That ain't love. That's you in lust.
Lust. But if he's fighting for her, though.
If he's fighting for her, your husband, hey.
Work
like
husband.
I said, it's okay for him to try to defend the woman's honor. But now it's almost getting in a fight with her. About what? All they was doing was cussing. Now, if I walk in and we cussing,
he was yelling at her and then cussing her out. Remember the day you tried to go without cussing for a day? Ooh, that worked for about what? 10 minutes. Yeah.
Man, I had a tension headache.
All right, Steve, when we come back, we have another call for you.
Okay.
877-20, huh?
Anything, but we ain't doing this letter.
All right, 877-29-STEVE. We'll come back at 23 minutes after the hour, and we'll take another voicemail for Steve right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, today's strawberry letter, the subject is she's got him fighting for her. Let's recap and just let the people know you're mad about this letter. You're upset.
I already said I'm not doing this letter. I already said I'm not devoting no more time to this. Because nobody got no time for this. Now, we done a recap. The man sitting up in here, the guy with a lady that's kind of got like tendencies. You know, God and two tendencies that he pee whipped over. And now this is her work husband. And, you know, now her man down there all been fighting over this heifer just getting cussed out. That's it right there. I ain't told you I wasn't doing this.
But the woman who wrote in wants to know, should she stay out of it? Because she and her real husband see things in this woman. They think she's dangerous and all of that. So she wants to know, should they keep trying to help her work husband? Or should they stay out of it? That's the issue.
Here's my response to that. So, now I'm doing that for the podcast. So,
why are you being immature and crazy today?
So, put that on the podcast. So,
Steve, stop now. Don't say that. All right, do it right. Come on now.
I'm just done it right. I'm telling you this. I'm just as an ignorant ass letter, and we're spending too much time on this here. It's your birthday, Shirley.
It is.
We should be celebrating your life and all this here. Well, let me tie this to your birthday then. This is what you want. You want to see my gift? This is what I do for a living. My coworker and I have a strong bond. That's me and Shirley. And Shirley is what you call my work wife now. And I'm Shirley's work husband. And my real wife, they talk often since my work husband is dating a scandalous woman. Now, this is where I got to get out this damn letter.
Yes, me too.
I'm not dating a scandalous woman. But when Shirley first got the job, I thought she was scandalous. It's just she turned out she wasn't. Because she tried to keep her job by wearing these Afro puffs in this tight leather dress.
God, I don't know where you got Afro puffs.
So not Shirley, you had Afro puffs.
No one during that time in 2000 was wearing Afro puffs, Steve, including
that's what
me.
I said.
I never wore Afro puffs. Where'd you
that's
get
what
that?
I said. That's why I didn't know how you thought that was going to work on me. You coming to work with them little Afro puffs and stuff.
No, that is not true.
And
I'm
so
not going
anyway,
to say that about me.
She's a big flirt and likes to make eye contact with men. Now, Shirley don't flirt, but she do make eye contact even by accident. Because them eyes is out her head about as far as they could be. Shirley always making eye contact. And then my husband peeped it too and said she always does too much around him. And so anyway, man, there was a man in the office yelling at her one time. And when she saw my work husband, she tried to get the other man to leave. But he kept cursing her out. And my work husband stepped up and almost got into a fight with me. The end.
This is crazy. Yeah. I mean, and the obvious, should we stay out of it or just keep trying to help him? Yes, you should stay out of it. No, you shouldn't try to help him. Yeah, the yep. end. All right, I think we have time if you want to move on now. Are you done?
So do. Thank you. Anything. Thank you.
All right, you know what? We have a call. We have a call. Someone Ooh. Left you a voicemail from Detroit, Mr. Patterson. Let's hear it.
Hey, Steve. My name is Mr. Courtney Patterson. I live in the city of Detroit. I just wanted to call and say that I like what you do over the radio when you encourage people. When you come on at 6 o'clock in the morning, I listen to you every time. All I wanted to say is that your encouragement helps me through the day. Your encouragement helps me while I'm at work. And I just wanted to ask you from the bottom of my heart, please don't stop doing that because you're doing a great job at it. I wish you was a preacher because I'd be up under you in the church. Have a blessed day. Love you all. You are doing a good job. Bye.
Well, I want to say, first of all, to anybody that puts their full name on a call, I respect you. So thank you, brother. I'm not going to stop because it's a promise I made a long time ago when I was homeless and struggling. I told God if he let me make it, that when I get there, I was going to tell everybody about it. And so that's a promise I have to keep. I have to open it, everything. If you watch Family Feud closely on a daily basis, you'll see in there, I always sprinkle in something about the God and what he's done mm-hmm. for me. Always. This radio show, no exception. Every night before I started my stand-up, I say before I get started, I like to say that God is everything. Without God, I wouldn't be nothing. And then I would start my show. I've yep. always been that way because I've always asked God to let me make it. Now, and especially Detroit, special city to me. It was my favorite city to perform in of all my cities. It's always been Detroit. Now, let me say this about you wishing I was a preacher. That probably ain't a real nope. good idea, Brother Pat.
At all.
Because, you know, I'm serving the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army for Christ. But I got a different role. Preachers are in the ministry. You got the nurses guild. You got the usher boys. You got choir members. You got, people that work in the church in all types of ways. Those are all roles in the army. Some people drive the church van, transport. Some people on the nurses guild.
Post your comments on on today's Strawberry Letter. You heard it at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, Steve, you said you wanted to ask.
Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna go around the room. Mm-hmm. This is not about your favorite or none of that. Mm-hmm. What fast food restaurant? This is not your favorite. Do you think you spent the most money at? Surely.
Oh, it's gotta be McDonald's, hands down.
Carla.
Those fries.
Chick-fil-A.
Junior.
McDonald's for sure.
Tommy.
Mine is Popeyes. Yeah. Popeyes, baby. Yes, sir. Open on Sunday. Yeah. Wow. What about you, dog?
I'd have spent the most money, hands down, at damn Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's.
Yeah,
Wendy's.
I'd have spent more money at Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about Jay? You didn't ask Jay.
I think I have built another Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I'm pretty sure.
That's not fast food, though.
Yeah.
That's not fast food. It's not fast food, Jay. I said fast food.
Well, then it would have to be McDonald's then. I built another McDonald's, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure I have built
You have built one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
It could be a tie with me.
That fish fillet?
Boy.
What?
It could be a tie with me between Wendy's and McDonald's. Now, I did a lot of Burger King, too, now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That double cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Oh yeah,
no
get
beast.
Your life with man. The pickles.
Double fish fillet, Tommy. I'm that, sorry.
No. Come on, Jay.
The double cheeseburger,
double
Tommy.
Fish fillet with come on, cheese, Jay. Tommy.
The double Jay. Cheeseburger,
Tommy.
Man.
That took me through high school, Tommy.
Yeah. Double cheeseburger.
I had a Big Mac.
Jay Anthony, you right on point with that one, boy.
That double fish?
That double fish,
I've
boy.
I've never had the double
fish. Okay, so let me ask you this.
You got the special order. You got to pull over.
Yeah, they run that.
You gotta wait for them.
Okay, Unc, when them 20 nuggets came out, though, when McDonald's came out with them chicken nuggets.
Oh, that was, yeah.
With that sour cream dipping sauce, a sweet and sour dipping sauce. What? Yeah.
But have you guys ever done?
Don't sleep on the Mac rib while you talking. I mean,
But have you done this though?
Limited time.
Have you gone
limited time?
Yeah, I don't do limited time.
But Steve, have you gone to like one fast food place to get there to get like the burger, and then drove by McDonald's to get the fries to go with the burger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you made two different stops at two different fast food places.
Never did that, Shirley.
Huh?
Have never done that.
I've done that, yes.
I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, those McDonald's fries.
Now, let me explain something to you. Yeah. You got to eat them while they're hot.
Hot, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When they ain't hot, not what they are anymore.
Right, that's why you got
to
go last.
Steve, I have to disagree with you. There's some stuff you can smoke that's really good later.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, Steve, here we are. Please enlighten us. Tell us, when's the last time you cut grass, your own grass? Okay.
I haven't cut the grass, sis.
Well, tell everybody what you're talking about, because you're just talking about cutting the grass. Last break, Tommy asked you, when was the last time you cut the grass?
Yeah, when last time you cut the yard?
Grass.
Honestly speaking, probably
30 years ago.
Not 30 years ago.
It's possible, though, sure.
62, though.
No, 62. For real. 85.
1985.
Yeah.
So I cut some grass. Yeah.
Man, there's no way he could do it now, though, because his yard's too big. Yeah. There's
no way. The minute they see his ass out there, things going bad, Steve.
Family Feud checked and slowed up.
I became homeless after that, so I didn't have nowhere. Then after I got out of homelessness, I had an apartment. I ain't had to cut no grass. My first house I bought in 95, 96.
Really?
1995, 1996.
What was it?
In Plano, Texas. That was my first time owning a home.
You were balling.
My first house was like amazing. That was my first house.
God is good.
Man,
Come
on. And that's just real talk. I just ain't cut no grass.
All right.
That's all good.
Thank you for clearing that up.
You got some grass, Tommy.
Oh, wow. They flipped it on.
Let's go. Come on.
When last any of us cut grass?
Tommy, come on, baby. Jay, when the last time you cut some grass?
I got
one better than that. Hell, Shirley, when you ever cut some grass?
Ever. I wouldn't even know the first time.
So now it ain't so crazy. Tommy, when the last time you cut some grass? Come on, rich boy.
It's been at least 10 years.
All right. Jay, how long?
I can't cut grass. I got diabetes, Steve.
Wow.
Grass breaking.
All right, Carl. Come on. What you got for us?
When the last time you actually been on the phone arguing with somebody about a light bill? When the last time you did that?
And ask him how much is his light bill.
Yeah. And what is it?
Or where to pay it.
Where to pay it?
If you had to go down there.
He don't know what down there is.
I don't know
what y'all talking about. I ain't... That last time I walked in my house, and wasn't no lights.
I want to hear this.
Oh, back when I was cutting grass in 85. 85 was a turning point, boy.
All right, one last time you stood out at a pump and pumped gas. You.
That ain't bad. I actually did that about 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, I got a Cadillac, man, an old car.
Oh, yeah.
And I was driving it.
The vintage Cadillac, yeah.
And I looked down and I was right at a gas station and it sputtered. And I had never put gas in it. So I whipped into the gas station right quick and my car ran out of gas at the gas pump.
Wow.
But here the problem I had, though. Mm-hmm. I sat at that at gas with a drop top 1940 Cadillac. I'm sitting there and couldn't find the gas cap for 30 minutes. I had to call the dude that worked for me and ask him, where is the damn... The gas cap on the 1940 is under the tail light.
You had to be laughing at yourself.
Under the tail light.
Yeah, man, you lift up the tail light. It's horizontal. You lift up the tail light, and the gas cap is under the tail light. How the hell would I know that? I was out there 30 minutes touching, had the trunk open, all kind of mess.
Wow.
You should have seen me with that. But I had the handle in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just walking around the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
I can't believe that, man.
Wow, 1985.
I can't wait to have them problems.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, most people are at work right now, and you're already thinking about the end of the day, right? Like maybe going to get a drink after work or a happy hour. Well, according to a new...
About going to my next job.
Yes. According to a new survey, Steve, by the Food and Wine magazine, the booze most recommended by bartenders when it's time to do a shot is Jack
Not
Daniels.
Not according to my uncle.
What?
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Now, this was a pretty big survey here with nearly 10,000 bartenders asked to give their opinions. Patron, tequila, Grey Goose, vodka, and Johnny Walker Scotch also ranked high. But Jack Daniels
Johnny
won.
Walker.
Yeah, Johnny Walker.
Scotch?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't stand that. That's not... Man, if you drink real... I don't see how anybody drinks...
You got the good stuff.
Man, I don't see how anybody drink Johnny Walker. That... I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Maybe I'm not a real Scotch drinker. I don't know. But that Black Label and Johnny Walker,
that's too strong.
What about the blue label? Yeah, the blue label.
I don't like none of
that. Blue's supposed to be better.
Yeah, blue's supposed to be. You don't like
that. No, man. I promise you. Dalmore is a great Scotch.
I like Dalmore.
What?
I like it. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Glenlivet is good. John Palmer turned me on to Glenlivet. It's real good.
Well, you got a high-end Glenlivet, though, don't you?
Yeah, 21. I mean.
All right, listen, we'll be back with more
of
the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to play another round of Would You Rather spend a day in the mall with your lady, your wife, your significant other, whoever, or spend a day at the dentist?
Give me this drink.
Hey.
Oh, hey, I'm at the
mall. Hey, that's kind of easy, that's it.
Would you rather spend a day at the mall with your wife, or would you rather spend a day at the dentist?
Don't know about that. Most people don't like to go to the dentist. That's
I don't know.
Most people don't like. Huh? Most men don't like to go to the mall.
But Steve said the mall.
Yeah,
now, what do you say?
No, I'm going to the mall. So happy. I'm going to the mall.
Don't like
the mall. The mall has gotten better, though, for chairs and benches for men to sit on while they women doing stuff. They got better with that. So it's a more comfortable sitting.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead, Junior. What is
I'm going. I'm going to the dentist. Give me the drill.
Damn.
Because I'm in the mall with her ass. I'm in the store sniffing candles I don't even care about. I mean, I don't know. What is Zara? I ain't never been in here. What am I doing in here?
Oh, you ain't been in Zara?
Dog, I don't know none of that. No, none of that.
Wow.
Or, even Zara, Sephora. You know I've been there.
You need to rethink what you just did.
Or turn your chair around.
There you go. Now that over the shoulder ain't going to work. I'm trying to tell you. So you was on your radio show this morning and you said what?
All right. Would you rather get male enhancement surgery, or would you rather get surgery on your abs, like lipo on your abs?
I'd rather get the surgery on my abs if I do any more.
Here we go.
Where's I'm going to all this?
Oh,
I'm blessed and highly favored.
I'm already in double X draws. Where are we going with this? Lord have mercy.
He told us this is the worst.
This is really
in no way.
But I asked.
Right.
I can put nothing else down here.
Okay.
I already can't use that little slot that they put on drawers. I already can't use that.
Really? Really, Steve?
Moving on, Shirley.
Man, go on and give me these abs I ain't seen in a while.
All right, Tommy Jr., same thing.
I want abs. I'm blessed. I'm good.
Now, I don't think you guys would say anything else other than that.
Well,
all right.
It's all relative.
What do you mean, Steve?
Both of them is shorter than me.
What? What you say?
Huh? I said both of them is shorter than me.
Uh-huh.
That don't mean ain't nobody more blessed than you, though.
What the hell? Hold on. It's all in perspective. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's go and keep it going. Let's stop this here. You know, you got I'm standing over here, and you got G.I. Joe standing over there. Now, what
you not G.I. Joe.
We'll be back with the last break of the day and some closing remarks from the one and only Judge Steve right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day. What do you have for us? Closing remarks. Let's get it.
You know, I decided to do something a little bit different today. I want to give you a bullet point list of things to consider to protect yourself as you're climbing the ladder to success. These bullet points are things that all of us will, can, and have experienced, and they come over and over and over at different levels and different times. Now, the things I'm about to share with you are not the only things. And I don't have them in any particular order. I just wanted to share them with you. These are what I call dream crushers. I can't tell you how many people I know who've had wonderful aspirations and dreams and got started, and they allowed these dreams to get crushed. And I know a lot of them. Now, I'm not going to name all of them, but I am going to name some of them. And I want you all to think about them as I list them so you can be on guard for them because they are coming. Oh, don't you think for one moment that they are not coming. These are some of the dream crushes that you'll encounter. The first one I simply call background chatter. Somehow, when you're on your way, you hear the murmuring in the crowd. You hear the naysayers. You just hear this constantly. Here she come again. Shh, shh, shh. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, here he come with that old crazy man. Have you seen what he thought he was going to be? Anybody, y'all seen his dream board? It's so crazy. Hey, how you doing, man? That's all right. And you hear stuff like this. I call it background chatter. It can be very, very rough if you get it on a constant basis. Those are one of the dream crushers. Be very, very careful. Here's another dream crusher. Comparisons to others. See, when you're building your house, when you're building your road, when you're building your building, don't look across the street at the other house, the other structure, and the other building. First of all, you don't know what's under the foundation of what appears to be a grand building. Now, you're trying to build yours solid on a great foundation, rock by rock, level by level, but you're looking over there at somebody halfway up with a sky ride, and you're trying to figure out why it's taking you so long. You don't even know that they done built that on sand. You don't even know that there's no flooring behind it, that it ain't nothing but a shell. Be careful of comparing your building to others, because what you see across the street might not be the same. Those are dream crushers. Here's another one. A well-timed setback, right when you think things are going along, all of a sudden something just pops up. You know what that is? That's called life. It just surfaces. It surfaces for all of us, y'all. It's just life. It's nothing aimed directly at you. It's not resigned and particularly your situation. Everybody got them. Well-timed setbacks crush dreams all the time. Be ready. There will be some. Here's another one I want you to be careful of. Watch out for statistics. Statistics were designed by people who were failing to justify their failure. One out of every 400. You know, only 2 in a million ever get it. I wouldn't play that lotto, because the only person that hit it, they say, is 1 in 285 million chances. Statistics stop so many people because they keep putting yourself in the one. You either put yourself in the one or you put yourself in the group. You know, 1 out of every 2,000 comedians make it on a Johnny Carson show. That was a stat I heard way back when I got started. Man, only one? And people started looking at themselves as the 1,999. Now, you know what I did? I looked at myself as just the one then. Statistics are dream crushers. Here's another one right here. Social media comments. Beware, those people don't know you. They really don't. They know nothing about you. Matter of fact, they only have one design in mind, and that is to discourage you. Social media comments are a big dream crusher. Be careful of Facebook. Everybody wanting to be your friend ain't your friend. Watch out. It could be a possible dream crusher on Facebook. You didn't get no likes. You didn't get no comment. They didn't befriend you. They didn't like your picture. They didn't tell you about it. Everybody got a notice about the party but you. Dream crushers. Be very careful. Here's another one. Stop talking to small-minded people. They are dangerous dream crushers. If you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. Be very careful. Uh-oh, here's another one that's a dream crusher. They're called fair weather friends. Sometimes they good with you, sometimes they ain't. They just friendly when it's sunny, but when it get dark and gloomy outside, you can't find them. They are potential dream crushers. Get rid of them very quickly. Well-meaning relatives. Uh-oh, one of the greatest dream crushers of all time, well-meaning relatives. Be careful, because all your relatives don't mean well. Sorry, they are dream crushers. And last, but not least, yourself. Don't let yourself be your biggest dream crusher. When things ain't going right, pray about it. Get it turned around. Those are my closing remarks today.
All right, drop the mic.
Well, y'all have a great weekend. Party! Yeah.
Not party.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.